Proclamation number 7241 of 30th of December, 1958. Right use of life force. Great responsibility. Make sure that at the end of your earthly life you can look back on an earthly course which has not been in vain for your soul. Make sure that it can mature and that it can still record progress in its upward development at the end, for life is only short and eternity is infinitely long. Then you will enter a kingdom which will be in accordance with your state of maturity, which can be indescribably beautiful but also gloomy and grey if you don't sink into deepest darkness and your state is extremely agonizing. You still live on earth and can create the state for yourselves, the fate that awaits you in eternity. You are still in possession of vitality which you can use for your soul's well-being. For you can perform works of love, the strength to do so is at your disposal as long as you live on earth. But if you fail to do so and lose your vitality when your body dies, then you will no longer be able to work with love in the kingdom of the beyond because you lack all strength to do so. Which is why you cannot reassure yourselves on earth with such thoughts to do in the beyond what you previously failed to do. Then you will be completely powerless and dependent on help which has to be brought to you by people's loving intercession or by the beings of light. And you should also take care of this as long as you live on earth, that you remember the love of your fellow human beings, that good thoughts follow you into eternity, that your people on earth take care of you and include you in their prayers. Otherwise you will stay over there helpless and abandoned and unable to help yourselves in your adversity. Don't take life so lightly, evaluate it, for you can gather treasures on earth which will follow you into eternity, which are imperishable because they are spiritual goods which no one can take away from you. For this reason you should always remember with the utmost seriousness that the hour of death can lie very close to you. You should not let any opportunity pass by where you can do a good deed and fight against all earthly material desires. Life does not last long, but it can suffice to create a garment of light for the soul so that it need not fear any hardship, darkness or lack of strength on its entry into the spiritual kingdom, so that it can enter into all glories which replace all thousandfold everything it gave away in earthly life. And every soul will also have to recognize how worthless the goods were which captured the human being's senses in earthly life, and good for those who did not let themselves be dominated by such goods. Good for those to whom the soul's fate meant more than the body's comfort, for they did not travel the earthly path in vain, they lived life in accordance with its purpose and gathered riches for eternity. And it is never too late to turn back if the path you are taking is wrong. At any time you can take the right direction and at any time reflect on your actual earthly task. i.e., at any time you can practice and strive to live a life of love. For this is all that is required of you, that you change yourselves into love, that you put self-love aside and practice unselfish neighborly love and thus establish unity with God through love, which then also guarantees a life of beatitude. Think with great seriousness of the end which is granted to every human being once on this earth, and now consciously live as you would if you were to become aware of the glories. But you must do this without knowledge, only in faith that incomparable glories await you. Live in love and you will also live in God's will. And a life of love will soon cover you in a garment of light, and then you will have no need to fear any darkness. The light will already shine on earth in one day in eternity. Amen.